Happy Star Wars Podcast Day.
Happy Star Wars Podcast Day.
It's the best day of the year.
Yeah.
Let me sing you a song to the melody of the Star Wars theme song.
Oh, well, that's been done in the holiday special. No, but it's a real thing that some people on Twitter created a few years ago. So, but it's fun, and we are taking this opportunity to be a part of it and just let everybody know that you can listen to us and listen to all of the other great Star Wars podcasts out there in the galaxy. There's lots of them, and you can find them pretty easily. So go and enjoy them. They put it on February 7th because that is the date that the very first Star Wars podcast began.
Wow.
A long time ago. I want to say 1999. Around the time of the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. It was before podcasts were a thing.
Yes. I don't think they were called podcasts at the time.
Right.
So there you go.
And that is something to celebrate.
It is.
Oh, a day to celebrate. That's the name of the song, the Star Wars theme.
Is it really?
I like it. I forgot, but now that I remember, that's a good segue.
Perfect.
Hello there, and welcome back to Star Wars Total Rewatch, where we are totally rewatching all of Star Wars from beginning to whenever it ends. We're working through Season 5 of The Clone Wars. My name is Aaron.
I'm Daniel.
And today we are talking about The Clone Wars Season 5, Episode 18, The Jedi Who Knew Too Much.
Who Knew Too Little.
That's a different one, yes. Was that the Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jedi Who Knew Too Little.
Yeah, that was him. Yeah.
Yes, played by Bill Murray. Yeah. Well, we've just been learning as much as anyone ever cared to know about Sin Dralig.
Yeah.
So, the Jedi you knew too little of.
Oh.
Until now. We saw him in the last episode for like 30 seconds, and we said, who's that guy? He looks interesting. He looks like an interesting guy.
Yeah. He appears for like 5 seconds in Revenge of the Sith.
As a hologram.
Yep, the hologram that Obi-Wan watches of Anakin killing them. So,
and then he gets a scene in The Clone Wars where he's talking to Anakin about something.
And then a full boss fight in the Revenge of the Sith tie-in game.
Yeah, well, they introduce suddenly it's like this game tying into the movie. They're adding all this stuff.
Yeah.
Fleshing out these characters that we didn't even realize were there because they're in the background of a hologram.
Yeah, so obscure. He was a background character in a hologram.
But this is what we love about Star Wars, so it's worth mentioning. But today, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the last arc of Season 5 here, which just keeps getting more and more exciting. It's great. This is a great episode. Very intense.
I was telling you, I kind of took away like one key thing about each of these episodes just so that I could distinguish them.
Mm-hmm.
And for this one, it was Ahsoka running away from stuff. That's the whole episode.
Yeah. That's kind of the next episode, too.
Oh, maybe.
It's kind of both of them.
Sure. This one, especially.
Yeah.
I felt Because, yeah, in this episode, Ahsoka gets implicated as the mastermind of this terrorist attack.
Against the Jedi Temple last time.
Yeah, and so she's just got to run away from everybody. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think it's a surprise, but I think watching it again and knowing what's coming.
A surprise?
To be sure, but a welcome one. Well, an unwelcome one if you're Ahsoka, but
yeah,
as audience members looking for an exciting chase scene, a welcome one.
Gotcha.
To be sure.
What did you like to see about it?
I think knowing that something was coming, I feel like you can see her just kind of walking deeper into a trap during the whole first half of the episode.
Yeah.
And the whole episode too, like the sky starts kind of getting like more cloudy and darkening over the course of the episode. By the end, it's a full-on lightning storm.
What I thought was interesting about this episode is Ahsoka has been supporting the Clone Wars the whole time. I mean, she never had a reason not to, you know? She liked all the clones and thought that they were doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, when you get on the wrong side of the clone army and or like the Republic bringing its forces against you, it's really scary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very oppressive. Like, it's, I think it's a big wake-up call to her of how far wrong it's gone.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a big takeaway for me from this episode. The first time I watched it, and again, now as well, just, yeah, she comes into this place in the first half of the episode as like a member of the Republic.
Right.
And then the second half, as she's trying to escape from the same building when all the troopers are suddenly, like you said, like turned on her. I feel like you see this is not the Republic anymore. Like, this is the Empire.
Right. Yep.
It's just like you don't realize it's built up all around everybody. They just don't realize that it is an empire or the empire until it's turned on them.
Right.
But everything needed to like subjugate everybody is in place right there.
It just depends on your perspective and mm-hmm. which side of the law you are on. It starts out with a funeral for the Jedis who died in the explosion.
Well, I was thinking back to when Obi-Wan faked his death in that one arc. Isn't this what they did with him? Didn't they lower him into the middle of the temple somewhere?
Yeah, it was interesting. I guess I was going to say we hadn't seen this before, but you're right. We did see that with the time that they thought Obi-Wan died.
It looks cool with those beams of light shooting up out of things.
Just cool. It's always just interesting to see the way their traditions, how they do things.
Mm-hmm. So we got a few familiar characters, familiar faces back again. Mm-hmm. Admiral Tarkin is hanging out with everybody again, saying that he thinks the military ought to be investigating this thing instead of the Jedi. Just
being a real Tarkin.
Being a Tarkin, yeah. And Barriss Offee is walking around with them for some reason. I'm not really clear why.
She was at the funeral. She said that she knew one of the Jedi that was killed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Taught her... or some lightsaber technique.
Okay.
What's the name, though, of that? Who did she say?
Tutso Mara.
Do we know anything about that character?
I don't know anything about that character, but maybe you can find something.
Tutso Mara was a male Jedi Knight.
Is it just basically extrapolating from this line of dialogue here?
Who was friends with Barriss Offee and aided in lightsaber combat.
Well, okay, I could have told you that much.
He was killed in a bombing on the Jedi Temple.
I could have told you that, too.
And then it keeps going. Just how to make your term paper...
longer than your source material.
A full page here. Double-spaced. It's nice to see Ahsoka and Barriss, because they're friends.
Yes. And we have not seen her for a while, other than as a background character.
Yeah, and... is Luminara still around? That's her master. Like,
I think she's still around somewhere. I don't think she was killed or anything.
So, I mean, eventually they become Jedi Knights and then they're kind of on their own, right?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that could be. And you can tell she is designed older than, you know, like they've made Ahsoka look older over the seasons too. And Barriss is definitely older than she was back in whatever season that was in Geonosis.
Right.
Season 2. Yeah.
Ahsoka gets this weird message from Tarkin. He says that, what was her name? Leta, who they have in custody. She claims that she will only speak to Ahsoka for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ahsoka has to go to the prison block, which it kind of feels like, oh, okay. Does she trust Ahsoka like to... believe her or something? It's like, I don't know if Ahsoka gave her that impression.
Yeah.
And it kind of turns out that it's a trap for Ahsoka.
It's a trap.
But then they could have just said that and she had no intention of speaking to Ahsoka, except she did.
She did have an intention. Okay. Maybe I'll have more to say about this at the end of the arc as well. But yeah, I'm not completely clear on if Ahsoka is being set up by whom and how much. And how much of it is a setup and how much, like, she was being set up, but parts of the setup I don't feel like anybody could have planned the way that it worked. Right.
There's some gaps in our noir story.
Yes. Parts of it don't quite seem to fit together to me.
Here she says, I was told if I ever needed help, you were the Jedi to contact.
I mean, she wanted to talk to somebody and tell them more about what was going on here.
Yeah, she was going to say who was actually behind it.
Yeah, and I believe that.
She drags it out. She's like, I'll just tell you, but first.
Yeah, but first, let me give someone time to kill.
To kill me.
Just like, that's like Zam Wessel too, right?
Yeah, yeah. His name is...
Yeah, and that's not unique to Star Wars. I guess a lot of things do that too. But I believe that she did want to, you know, speak out more about what happened here. And I guess I wouldn't be surprised if she said, yeah, I'll talk to Ahsoka. Maybe she felt like she could trust her somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, it was somebody she maybe knew. But she says specifically, I was told to contact you, which means obviously this somebody's setting it up.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah.
Then I'm still confused, then, but okay.
Well, that's why I immediately I'm thinking, well, Tarkin is behind this somehow because he's the one that sent the message to get Ahsoka in trouble. You know?
Well, that's what I sort of thought that as well.
He's acting all shady, but I don't think he has anything to do with this. I don't think he minds that getting Ahsoka implicated, but.
Yeah, that's what I know. Exactly. I feel like some of the characters who I thought were responsible.
Right.
Maybe just saw an opportunity present itself and rolled with it, but like didn't necessarily have all this planned. I don't know.
Like he just doesn't like the Jedi.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he doesn't.
That's why he's such a jerk there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but she comes into this place and really you see her land and she goes past all the guards and to security.
They take her lightsabers
and her comm link. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, boy, every step of this, she's like, doesn't know what she's getting herself into here.
Putting a lot of trust in the clones that are running place.
Right, exactly. And why wouldn't she? Because they've been on her side up until like this minute, basically. But yeah, so the girl gets killed, like force choked.
Yeah.
Not by Ahsoka, but like by whom? Well, we don't know yet.
I mean, somebody must have been nearby.
I think.
I assume that's how force choking works.
Well, I don't know. Remember Darth Vader chokes a guy over hologram?
Yeah, or over a video conference call.
Yeah, so like maybe they wouldn't have to.
I don't know.
Not everybody's Darth Vader, though. I mean,
which again, I'm thinking, well, is it Anakin? He force chokes people sometimes. I mean, but I don't know why he would be doing this to Ahsoka. That seems against his character, even if he was doing some scheming.
You could imagine him doing it for somebody else that he maybe had something against. Yeah, but no, but he's not doing anything with.
Yeah.
He's trying to get in there to help her, and the guards won't let him through. Somebody, though, not Ahsoka, killed this lady in the cell. But Ahsoka is the only one present, the only one on the security footage, and holding her hands up at just the wrong angle.
Somebody leaves out a key card for Ahsoka to use and escape from her cell, which she thinks it is Anakin.
Yeah.
As I also did, you know.
In a normal episode, that's what this would be.
But then it turns out like a bunch of the guards are like knocked out, and then later we see some of them are dead even.
Mm-hmm. And her lightsabers are just suspiciously lying right there on the ground.
Now she's running around in the prison and it's looking like she's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very well thought out plan for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, as she's running away too, she's hiding on top of these giant statues, and again I'm like, oh yeah, you are kind of living in like a military state and there's giant statues of soldiers like everywhere.
Yeah,
like what is this place? Did we not see this until now?
They serve no purpose except to be imposing. Yeah.
Like, you're definitely living in the Empire already and just don't realize it.
Well, and then I think a lot of the stuff did just go unnoticed, especially when they were off fighting in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. It's really interesting, though, just and the way that the show didn't show it to that way to us either. Like, I didn't realize it to this degree until now. And suddenly, like, okay, just change the lighting, add some rain. They see this place from a different perspective.
They have these guard dogs. It's like the canine unit. Mm-hmm. They have these dogs called Mastiffs. We've seen that species in several other episodes.
We probably have. I don't remember for sure.
There's a clone who's his handler. He calls him Grizzer. Come on, Grizzer. There's nothing there.
That's the dog's name, yeah.
Yeah, the clone, they say his name is Hound. He has like these cool like cloth flaps on his helmet, which I thought was just like that is like the handlers, you know, which
yeah.
Maybe it is, and they just gave him that name for whatever reason. But maybe he is a specific clone here that has that helmet. I don't think I have seen anybody like that before, but I like the idea. It's a named clone anyway.
Oh, yeah, we can add that to the list. Yep. We've been trying to keep track of the clones. I feel like we haven't had a lot of new ones lately. We've had a lot of arcs that haven't been focusing on the Clone Wars as such.
Yeah, or it's just the ones that we know already.
Right.
Yeah, I think early on in this series, they were just making up so many clones just all the time.
They cut back a little bit on that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. And we know so many by now that they can just use ones we've met already.
Speaking of named clones, Captain Rex is here with Anakin. They show up to help catch Ahsoka, who's just on the run in this military compound.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
They're shooting stun blasters at her.
Yes, I always enjoy the stun effect. That's so funny.
She blocks them with her lightsaber.
Yeah, and it's a different effect when you bat away a normal laser blast with her lightsaber. It like reflects back at the person.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And when she's deflecting dissipates. The stun blast, yeah, it just sort of gets disintegrated in the air. So I thought that was really interesting too.
Yeah. It's this whole scene of her running away in a storm and the rain. And I was thinking, oh man, it's very much the Fugitive reference.
when they're in like the drain pipes at the end, it's...
Oh, right. Then it's very blatantly a Fugitive
exactly,
reference.
Yeah, exactly the same thing.
She goes into the sewer tunnel.
And Anakin is a one-armed man. Think about that.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm sure they did that on purpose. But the drain opens up into like that massive pit down into the depths of Coruscant.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. I love that. I did not expect it at all. That's like the one that was in that 1313, the canceled Star Wars game. There's that hole.
Yeah, going way down into the like the depths of Coruscant.
We've seen it in other places too, but I love this.
Well, and
so
like,
cool.
There must be a bunch of these big holes too, right? Like, this isn't the only one.
Right, no, it's just like water drainage. It all just gets dumped down into the hole, into the lower levels. Like,
gross.
Or they don't care what happens to it down there, you know?
But yeah, next time on, what's the next episode? Alfred Hitchcock title?
To Catch a Jedi.
Yeah, so... Ahsoka's on the run, jumps onto a ship that takes her down into the depths of Coruscant. We'll find out what happens.
Right, yeah. We didn't say she jumps into the pit.
Which is also what Harrison Ford does in The Fugitive.
Yeah. The moral was courage begins by trusting oneself.
Courage.
All right. Bye.
It's a wrap.